What's up, guys? It's Daniel out of Motivation. Today we're talking about discerning spirits. It's heavy sauce. We're going to jump right into this one. John 1:4-1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out of this world. I'm going to break right into the next one real quick here, guys. Now, when you guys are discerning spirits, this is a gift, you know. But I believe we as Christians have discernment. Discerning with spirits, God, just being conscientious, having that relationship with the Holy Spirit, God is going to give you clarity on if something is from God or if it's not of God, if it's evil, if it's demonic, if it's spiritual, if it's demonic activity, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 12:10, you know, to another, the working of miracles to another, prophecy to another, the ability to distinguish spirits to another, various kinds of tongues to another, the interpretation of tongues. We all have gifts. We all need to use them. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, but test everything, hold fast to what is good. Give me another one. Hold on real quick. Let me pull this one up. Where is it? Here it is. Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by the constant practice of distinguishing good from evil. God, what are we talking about here, guys? We're talking about walking that walk with God. And when you continue to walk, when you continue to have relationship, when you continue to have a solid, solid, mature food, right? You're going to have the ability to have this discernment. It's not going to be a problem. You're really going to be able to yield to what the Holy Spirit is telling you about a situation, what's inside this person. What are the intentions of, you know, this person's heart? It's incredibly important for you guys to be able to do this. So many churches right now, there's not that discernment. There's not that ability to recognize evil, to recognize wrong intentions. And the only way this is truly going to happen is if someone is truly, truly yielding to the Holy Spirit. I have had many a time where I walk into a church and God will say, don't shake that person's hand. And I'm like, God, what? Why? And God lets me know, you know, this person's not okay. There's something spiritually wrong with this person. You need to stay away. So just know that when you shake someone's hands, there's a spiritual transaction going on. Absolutely. Absolutely. When we're praying for people, guys, you put your hand over them and you're commanding the spirit to leave. There's a transaction happening there. You have full authority, guys. And I want you guys to be aware of that. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's more something to, you have a responsibility with, right? This is a tool God has given you, discernment. So when you feel something is wrong in your spirit, or I've talked about me doing a real estate deal and I'm with my business partner and we're both sitting down and God told me to leave and I got up and left in the middle of almost a $1 million deal, and I'm sitting there and I left, and it wasn't even a question of me leaving. I just left. I said, something came up, I gotta go. What came up? The Holy Spirit came up and said, you got to go. So I left. And the next day, she's telling me, you know, this person pulled out a gun, you know, 5 minutes after I left, 10 minutes after I left. What's that? That's discernment. That's the Holy Spirit. That's guidance. What I'm trying to do is instill this upon you guys. The only way you're going to have this wisdom is having relationship, you know. Also, you can ask God to give me more discernment. You want to be wise, right? You want to be guided. And the only way you're going to be guided is you're yielding to God in the first place. And it's nothing to be afraid of. You know, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gave us a spirit, not a fear, but a power of love and of self-control, right? You're going to be okay. It's going to work out if you're yielding to the Holy Spirit, if you're following. You know, in the last podcast, we talked about being a follower of Christ. It's just knowing and discerning that, you know, that good of people or that evil spirit inside of somebody. It's having that discernment. I can remember a time I was with a previous church I used to go to. I'll say the name. I love the church. Cottonwood. Used to go there. Great church. It's in California. And we're doing this like kind of food pass out thing at Skid Row. And I remember I'm just talking to somebody and all of a sudden discernment came, right? I felt it demonic, right? I was in the middle of a conversation and I automatically stopped what I was doing. I said, hold on, something's not right here. And you start, you have the ability, right, to discern. So I'm not going to go too far into that one. But what I will tell you guys is you have the ability to discern. I want you to use that ability. You know, 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. As in all the churches of the saints. What am I trying to tell you? God's going to give you clarity on the situation if you're yielding Him. It is a gift to have discernment, but at the same time, spiritual discernment you should have if you have a relationship with God, right? Absolutely. I hope you guys all really focus in on 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. You guys can do that on your own time, you know. The gifts. Look that up. It's so important that we're praying in tongues, guys, you know. It's so important that we're distinguishing evil spirits. It's so important. I can remember another time I met a guy at church. And God, he was going to prophesy over me. And God said no. And, he said no. And I had this feeling, right? So I was still learning. But I didn't let him prophesy that day. But a couple months later, I did. But it never sat right with my spirit. It never lined up. I knew something was spiritually off, but I couldn't see it in the physical realm. But in the spiritual realm, I felt the alignment was off. Why am I telling you this? I'm not going to say what happened after that, but I will tell you guys this. Drastic changes happened. That guy ended up leaving that church. Why am I telling you that? Because God is going to give you discernment, but you have to be in tune. All I'm thankful for is that the first time I didn't let him prophesy over me and my family because he has severe issues. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. But I want you guys to have this discernment because it's something God's given you guys to have the ability to not only protect those around you, but to confront and cast out evil. I don't know if any of you guys have ever done an exorcism. It's not that big of a deal. Jesus Christ does it through you, right? You know, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command this evil spirit to flee. It flees. You have full authority. We are talking advanced Christian applesauce, if you will. This is not the baby's milk, but this is the meat. You know, so if you're this first time Christian listening to this, you might want to just know that you have full authority. And when you say in the name of Jesus Christ, there is power in that name. Amen. But one time we did that in praying, and I was actually at Cottonwood, and we were at a prayer meeting, and we prayed for a lady that had tumors, and demonic came out of her. It's a little Asian lady, and the demonic came out of her. She squealed like a pig. She fell on the floor, and she kind of shook a little bit, and she got up, and we knew she was healed. The supernatural peace came into the woman, and if you're listening to this right now, and you're demonic, let me tell you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command every demonic spirit to flee. I command complete healing and restoration in this person's life, and every demonic attack blocked now in the name of Jesus Christ. The reason I say that is because you never know. Always be ready, and you ain't got to get ready, you feel me? But it's very important that we have this discernment. So I felt like God was nudging me to talk about this. Nudging me, if you will. And it's important that we're following and hearing the voice of God and discerning. because evil is out there. There's nothing to be afraid of. You have the Holy Spirit to guide us. Absolutely. And we talked about, you know, having that spirit, not of fear, but of power. Not of fear, but of power, power, power. And what? Power in the name of Jesus Christ. Power, power, and power in Jesus. And there's love in that power. There's protection. And there's self-control. In Jesus' name. Ooh. I mean, this isn't something you can hide, guys. Now, let me tell you this also. With great discernment comes great responsibility. The more, as you get close to the Holy Spirit, you're going to be able to recognize more the demonic activity. You might even get a pressing in your spirit to pray. I've seen that in my own life as well. When you're praying for somebody on the other, you know, 8 states away, and they're going through it, and you feel the urge to pray for them. There's supernatural power in the name of Jesus Christ that surpasses even distance, even time. So you have to understand that when God calls you to pray in tongues for something or somebody, don't hesitate to do it. Start praying in tongues. Have that Holy Spirit obedience. And let the power of God flow, right? Let it flow. So many times we see people that are oppressed by the devil, but we do nothing about it because we're not walking in full authority. We're living our own agenda. It's time to walk that agenda with God. Amen. So, yeah, God, I pray that everyone listening here tonight just gets filled with the Holy Spirit completely and overflow and get supernatural discernment. Lord, help them to build a continuous relationship. Help them to get quiet and serious in their secret place and stop messing around, but get focused. Focused on their calling. Focused on their journey. In Jesus' name. Well, this is another episode of Daniel Ladder Motivation. Have some discernment. Practice hearing the voice of God. I've made several podcasts on praying in tongues and hearing the voice of God. So just go back and listen. All right, man. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope everything is going good in your life. And if it's not, spend some more time in prayer. Block those fiery darts. All right, you all take care and have a great day. Your mentality creates your reality.